And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 7th edition. 10-game slate on a Thursday, pretty large Thursday slate, so we'll get you broken down in and out as usual. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday, some day game action, some evening action, which has been quite entertaining, especially with the Yankees going bonkers late in that game to mess things up in a big, big way for those that faded the Yankees. But overall, fun stuff as usual. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter at BDintric, I can answer your questions there, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord as well. We'll take care of you over there. Like I said, it is free, so come check that out. Give the podcast on Twitter or on iTunes or Spotify a rate and review, MLB DFS Quick Hits, or check us out on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give it the old thumbs up. That would be awesome as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you three times this week. Tuesday, Bubba and the Bat Flip already dropped. Just finished recording episode 486 with Torres Takes, talking about some first half AL surprises. So that's a fun one as well. Thursday night, we'll be recording Bubba and the Bloom with Ryan Bloomfield. So tons of great stuff there. Written content all over the place. So follow me on Twitter at BDEntrek. Okay, your 10-game main slate. Let's talk totals on this slate. Marlins, Mets, 9. Cardinals, Braves, 9. Tigers, White Sox, 8.5. Giants, Padres, 6.5. Cubs, Dodgers, 8.5. So we have a whopping 5 totals. And Yankees, Orioles, 8.5. So we have 6 of the 10 totals so far. A long ways to go on totals, so keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on pitching changes and much, much more for your Thursday. But for now, we'll start with the pitching as usual. Gerrit Cole is $10,200 at the Boston Red Sox. Tough matchup against Boston, but Gerrit Cole has been nothing short of outstanding this season. And I don't expect that to change. He's been a 20-point machine, way more often than not, sub-3 ERA. Now, he does face Boston. Team striking out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. 268 average, 107 WRC+. So if you want to go Cole, never going to tell you not to. This he's always in play. Don't mind it at all. I prefer, and I think a lot of people will, the next two options. Dylan Cease is $9,800 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Dylan Cease has been a strikeout machine, giving you 5-plus innings. One earned run or less in 7 straight starts. He has 20 or more DK points in 5 of those 7, 15 or more in all 7. So he's giving you a great floor with a tremendous ceiling. Now he takes on a Tigers team striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitchers this past month with a 106 ISO and 82 WRC+. So Dylan Cease at $9,800 is absolutely outstanding. If you want to go with another high-priced guy but slightly cheaper, Joe Musgrove is $9,700 at home against the San Francisco Giants. The Giants have just been absolutely putrid. He faced the Giants back on May 21st, 7 shutout innings for 23 DK points. He's been a 20-point machine about 6 of his last 7 starts. Now he gets a Giants team that's striking out a ton right now. They are lost. Your man Mercedes was hitting 3rd for the Giants on Wednesday. They're striking out 25% of the time over the past month with the 95 WRC+ and 217 average against versus right-handed pitchers. So Joe Musgrove is in a phenomenal spot on your Thursday. So if you don't want to play Cole versus Boston, I get it. Dylan Cease and Joe Musgrove are both outstanding options if you choose to go those routes. No problem either way. Your other option up top here, $9,400, would be Tony Gonsolin, who has a 1.54 ERA, and you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. 5 or more innings in about 12 straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in all those starts. It's usually 5 or more Ks. Ks are kind of the question mark with Tony Gonsolin, but he gets to face the Chicago Cubs, who are striking out 22% of the time versus righties this past month. But they do have a 110 WRC+ and 148 ISO against, so they're somewhat better than they've been of late. It's going to start heating up down in Southern California again this week, so keep that in mind. The ball might fly a little more in Dodger Stadium. So I prefer Cease and Musgrove, but no problem if you want to go Tony G as well. So some good pay-up spots tonight. We've had some struggles finding some pay-up spots of late. Really good spots there. Logan Webb versus San Diego is fine at 89. I don't hate it. He's been better of late. He's kind of mixed the pitch mix up a bit. Still not purely dominating, though. Struggled against the White Sox his last time out. Previous three starts against Cincinnati, Atlanta, and KC were outstanding. San Diego's not world beaters by any means, especially with Machado still kind of banged up. But, you know, 21% K rate, 261 average, 168 ISO, 117 WRC+ against righties this past month. They've been effective. So I'm not in love with Logan Webb. I prefer Cease, Musgrove, even Gonsolin over Logan Webb. But you can go there if you want. Like I said earlier, the total in that Giants-Padres game is a whopping 6.5. They're expecting a pitcher's duel. If it's all Joe Musgrove, possibly. You'd imagine Logan Webb's going to have a little bit to do with that. But both are in play if you need them. Spencer Strider, $8,500. This dude is so good. 4 of his last 5 starts, 24 or more DK points, got five or more innings in those four starts, two runs or less, seven or more Ks in those four starts. His only hiccup in that stretch was against the Giants, but at Cincinnati Filthy, home against the Dodgers, at Washington, home against Pittsburgh, all really strong starts. Now he's got a home start against the St. Louis Cardinals, who are striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. So if you want to go a little Spencer Strider action at $8,500, don't mind that at all. He brings a humongous ceiling. There's always risk. If he's not striking guys out and he gets a little wild, definite risks involved there, but you can have some fun with some Spencer Strider at 8,500. Some other cheap potential plays here. Jordan Lyles at 69, only because you're looking for a punt coming off a 23-point performance at Minnesota. He's got 11 or more points in four straight starts, 17 or more in two of four. The thing I'm looking at, though, he's got four or more Ks in four straight starts, seven or more in two of those four. He's facing the Angels, a team that strikes out a ton, a 31.6% K rate versus righties this past month, 213 average against, 84 WRC plus. Jordan Lyles is $6,900. It's in Baltimore, never ideal, but again, more pitcher-friendly this season. So if you're looking for a punt, he is an option against the Angels, strictly for that strikeout upside. If he gives up, you know, say he gives up three runs, but he can run into five, six strikeouts, he'll be fine at $6,900. It's risky, definitely risky, but he is a punt option on the slate. Other than that, nothing I'm in love with. To be totally honest, nothing I'm in love with. So it's paying up for the Cole's fine, but I prefer Cease Musgrove, even Gonsolin, if you want. You can go Logan Webb. Spencer Strider, 85, is very, very much in play. And then Jordan Lyles at 69. For now, that's where I'll be sitting. We can check lineups. Things could change, obviously. But that's my main goal. We'll pay up for the most part. Punt with the Lyles. There'll be value bats on a 10-game slate. Don't you worry about that. There's been value bats time and time again. We'll find them once more. Speaking of said bats, let's go to the catcher's position on this slate. Will Smith versus Leiter Jr. getting the start at $4,900. Don't mind it if you want to pay up at the position. But I'd rather go with like Alejandro Kirk at $4,700 versus Marco Gonzalez. That's a really good look for us there. If you want to go below 4K, though, William Contreras at 38 versus Matthew Liberatore. He is an option for you. Elias Diaz against Dallas Keuchel. We will look to fade Dallas Keuchel every chance we can. Elias Diaz is 3,700. Cal Raleigh against Lawrence, making the spot start for Toronto at 3,500 in a GPP. He is in play for you. 3K and below, you'll have a few options down here based on it. It's like Carson Kelly against Austin Gomber at 23 is definitely a tournament-type play. Look for your Joey Barts of the world, maybe some Austin Wins of the Gigantes if you need a punt as well. First base position for you on this one. If you want to fade Jordan Lyles, Shohei Ohtani's a great play at 63. But, you know, Pete Alonso at 55 versus the lefty Castano is a phenomenal look. I like that one quite a bit. CJ Cron at 5K versus Keuchel is awesome. That's another really good pay-up spot if you want to go there. Don't mind Jose Abreu versus Brisky at $4,600. Abreu's been heating up. Brisky not great. So I like that as some value for you. Going down below 4K, Christian Walker versus Gomber, it works. Jared Walsh versus Lyles, if you do want to fade Lyles, you can go that direction. Kevin Biggio's been hitting well. Not sure I want to play him against the lefty, but something to keep an eye on. He was leading off on Wednesday, so he's one to follow as well. If you want to fade Trevor Williams, I don't hate it. Jesus Aguilar is 2,700. He's a little bit of a value for you in that matchup. And then I will say I'm not looking to fade Dylan Cease, but Cody Clemens is swinging a scorching hot bat right now. He's got three home runs now on the season, a couple stolen bases over the last few games. The overall stat line is not great, but the recent like 5-6 game stretch, really, really strong for Clemens. So I like that one quite a bit. If you're fading Cease, I'm not suggesting you have to fade Dylan Cease. Second base position for you here, John Birdie at 48 is just fine, especially if he's leading off like he was on Wednesday. He can steal bags in bunches, especially against guys like Trevor Williams and company. Some other guys down here, though. Jake Cronenworth, probably not. Don't love it. Let's put it that way. Brendan Rodgers at 43 versus Keuchel is a really strong play. I like that a lot. Gleyber Torres at 4K, definitely against Winkowski. Winkowski's due for some regression coming his way, that's for sure. He's been effective, but a lot of contact, so watch out for that one. Other guys, I mentioned Kevin Biggio. Still don't love it, but I get it. Jonathan Scope swinging it really well. Again, not looking to fade Dylan Cease, but that'd be a good tournament play in Johnny Scope if you want to go that direction also. Third base for you on this wonderful 10-game Thursday slate. You got Machado if you want, but Austin Riley against Liberatore at 52 is a really good pay-up spot if you want to go there. Brandon Drury at 49 versus Bryce Wilson in Great American Small Park. Like Cincinnati a lot against Wilson. Votto was in play also, so some good looks for you there. Mentioned John Birdie earlier. He's an option. I prefer him at second base instead of third base, but he's in play based on your lineup construction. You can go either one in his matchup. Matt Chapman's heating up in a big way. He's got the lefty Gonzalez. He's 3,600. He's not a bad savings at the third base position if you want to go there. Other than that, maybe JD Davis if he's in the lineup against Castano at 22. JD does hit lefties well. See if he cracks the lineup, though, before you get too excited on that one. Shortstop position for us. You got Frenchie Lindor, totally fine. Trey Turner, love the payup. Swanson and Bo Bichette, though, if you want to save just a couple dollars, are really good. Same with Tyler Anderson. So all of them are great. I'd say use them in your stacks if you want. If you're going to go one-offs, give me Dansby. Give me Dansby Swanson and then Tyler Anderson. Timmy Anderson. That's where I'd go in those ones if I had to pick my poison. But going below 5K now, I think it's a little more interesting as usual. It's a pretty light position, but O'Neill Cruz at 4K against Duggar and the Cincinnati bullpen. That Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game stack is going to be oh so sexy. Oh so sexy. And there's going to be value to be had there. So O'Neill Cruz at 4,000, I like in this scenario. Kyle Farmer should be starting for Cincy's 3,200. Nice little piece of savings and a great hitting environment for that one. So keep an eye on lineups. That's a game you're going to want to attack, and there will be plenty of value to be had in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Outfield, you can go Shohei, you can go Trout, you can go Judge with a grand slam on Wednesday. These are all Captain Obvious plays. Do what you wish. But I think Julio Rodriguez is a great pay-up spot at 57 versus Lawrence. I'm a big fan of that. Don't mind Cedric Mullins as usual. Stanton's always in play. But I like that pay up for J-Rod if you can pull it off. I don't mind that. Mookie Betts is up to 5,000. They're starting to pay attention, folks. Still a good play at 5K. Still a very good play. But at least he's within the proper pricing. Don't mind Lou Bob at 49. He went deep on Wednesday. He's going to get going. Like talked about him on Wednesday night's benched with Bubba with Torres. The overall ISO and stuff is not great for Lou Bob. But the other metrics that suggest positive power regression is there for Lou Bob. So we're going to hope it's coming sooner than later. It might still be injured. Who knows? So something to keep an eye on there. Taylor Ward at 46, but Brian Reynolds at 46. Nice play for Pittsburgh. I like that one quite a bit. Taylor Naquin's back for the Reds. Tommy Pham, they're both 4,400. Nice plays there in Great American Small Park. Cheaper plays. Don't mind Santander if you want to get frisky against Silseth of the Angels. But Teoscar Hernandez at 41 versus Marco Gonzalez. Bly Mattress from Pittsburgh at 4,100 bucks for some nice Great American Small Park value as well. Going below 4K now. You got Lourdes Gurriel at 36. He's in play. Jack Sawinski of Pittsburgh at 35 is a phenomenal tournament value. Like that one a lot in tournaments. Ben Gamel at 32 is a very nice tournament value as well for Pittsburgh. So you got some nice options in Great American Small Park. Some other ones, though, not just in that ballpark. There are a few other values, like Gavin Sheets at 29 brings some power upside. Alec Thomas probably towards the top of the order against the lefty Gomber at 29. Nick Senzel hit his third home run of the season. He's $2,900 in Great American Small Park. Other guys to take a look at in this one, Hummel likely hitting towards the top of the order for Arizona at 2,600 versus Austin Gomber. Not must plays, but if you're looking for like a punt, they are in play for you for this one. Other than that, JD Davis again at 2,200 bucks. He's third base outfield eligible. That could be an option. I'd wait and see lineups though before I get too frisky on that one. All right, let's recap your pitching on this 10-game slate. Cole's just fine, but save a couple dollars. Give me Dylan Cease. Give me Joe Musgrove. Give me Tony Gonsolin. I prefer Musgrove, Cease, Gonsolin in that order. I like Musgrove quite a bit against the Giants. They've just been absolutely putrid. I watched them way too much, and it is embarrassing. Like, they're going to have games where they're pesky and annoying, but they're playing bad baseball right now. Logan Webb's fine. I'd rather have Musgrove, Cease, Gonsolin if I could. Spencer Strider, 85. Good tournament look for you in that one. Then if you need to punt, Jordan Lyles at 69 just for the strikeout upside versus the Angels, don't hate it at all. If you're stacking, Baltimore versus Silseth is fine. That is in play. Yankees are an option, but I like that Baltimore play. Mets versus Castano. Don't even mind Marlins versus Williams, but for the Mets versus Castano. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, game stack. Get it on. Let's go, folks. That's where we want to sit and enjoy. Atlanta versus Libertor is interesting. Prefer Great American Small Park. Just going to throw it out there. White Sox versus Brewski is definitely in play. I know that's not his real name, but I like to call him Brewski. So the White Sox, I like that one quite a bit. And then Colorado versus Dallas Keuchel. If I can pair up some Colorado Rockies with a Great American Small Park, happy times. So we're going to go that direction. Toronto versus Lawrence could be a, I mean, Seattle versus Lawrence could be a good one. You got Toronto versus Gonzalez, both in play. Prefer maybe the Seattle side to be a little contrarian, but give me all of Great American Small Park. That's where I'm focused right now. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the lineups look like. Should be tons of value in that one, though, so enjoy that quite a bit. If you have any questions, though, I'm on the Twitter, at BDIntric. Make sure you check out the Fantasy DJs Discord. It is free. Give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits. And if you watch it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. It would mean a lot to me. Also, go check out Benched with Bubba coming at you three times this week. Tuesday, Bubba and the Bat Flip. Wednesday, Torres Takes, episode 486. Thursday, Bubba and the Bloom. So lots of fun stuff coming at you right there. For now, everybody, that'll do it. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 7th edition in the books. I'm out.